back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
7:33 and a half. And we welcome back to the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters here in the County National Bank Studios. Barb Southwell from The Neighbors. Barb, hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks. It's a great day to be here.
Did you have a good holiday, good New Year's, all that stuff?
It was a wonderful holiday. Yeah. New Year's was interesting for me this year. Of course, we were at The Neighbors.
Okay.
And standing joke, I'll just make it myself, and, and that way we'll get it out of the way. Okay. We've clearly indicated we don't know how to spell N-A-Y-V-O-U-R-S, unless actually phonetically it might be right. And but we also don't really know how to tell time.
What happened?
We're old. Okay. We're just old.
Okay.
And midnight is late. There's no way around it. So about, I don't know, it was about 10:45, big group in the place stands up and starts walking out. Well, I'm emotionally attached. I shouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
It's a big mistake for a business owner. Don't emotionally attach yourself to your business. It's difficult. Anyway, I flipped out on him.
No.
I'm like, you can't do this to me. I've worked really hard, and you're not leaving. And they're looking at me. And I said, fine, we're going to toast before you leave. So at The Neighbors, we did the midnight thing at 11:03 this year.
Okay.
And so people could go home and go to bed because they weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
And we did it again at midnight. But almost no one was there. It was insane.
Uh-huh.
We got out the little plastic cups. We passed them out. It took like 10 minutes to make sure everybody had one. Everybody got horns and hats. And actually, at 11:03, we welcomed in the new year.
It was the new year somewhere.
Well,
and it was the new year at The Neighbors at 11:03, right?
Evidently, the new year at The Neighbors. So the customers all said, yeah, she can't spell and she can't tell time. So, yeah, it was a it
no,
was
but
a
what you did is you, for, because I get it, midnight's late. Midnight, yeah, my perspective changed about a year ago, and it is hard to get up and stay up till midnight. It really is. So I get that. But what you did, you provided that experience for your customers at The Neighbors. That experiment continues at The Neighbors.
Well, it also solidified part of an experiment we've been doing is, what is our actual median age bracket at The Neighbors? And I think, you know, we have a Wednesday happy hour. It's from 3 to 5. It's for Mountie Nation and Mountie Nation Appreciation. You get, you know, a couple bucks off everything in the place. You know, it's designed to really be an appreciative thing for our customers. But after New Year's Eve, I had to give some real consideration to if the age of our clientele is a little bit older, you know, can't stay up till midnight, then maybe I should be running one of those early bird special things. You know, we've increased our hours. We open at noon now.
Well,
noon in the real world. It's 11:57. At the bar. But so, I mean, I could do an early bird happy hour from noon to two.
Why not?
For the people that can't stay up till midnight.
Yeah.
And are having dinner at four.
Yeah.
You know, that's that older crowd.
Raise my hand. That's me. That is totally me. Yeah. I gotcha. That sounds
so
good.
I should think about that. It's not like I'm afraid to do anything.
So when I have conversations with you, it's like the light bulb comes off. You come up with an idea. Is it like that at The Neighbors when you're just, you're going through the normal routine there and all of a sudden, is there like a committee, you know, in the bar stools at The Neighbors for when you have those ideas that you kind of bounce it off everybody?
Well, we call them, you know, experiments. Everything we do is an experiment. But somebody will yell out sometimes, hey, Babs, can we do an experiment? And we try something, you know, a non-alcoholic stuff is huge right now, and people bring me samples. Distributors bring me samples and say, do you want to carry this? Do you want to try this? And I put them in the cooler, and then when I know I have 10 or 15 people there, I'll get one out, open it up, pour it in shot glasses, everybody tries it, and we vote.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's like the best way
Yeah.
To know that you're really serving your people. And I say, tell me what you think. How do you feel about this? If you look at the calendar that's on the back of our menu, I brought that to you.
Yeah, I got it.
We tried to do a couple of things last year when we opened. Uh-huh. We've been open 6 months.
Yeah.
We have listened to everything that our customers want. And there is literally something happening at the Neighbors every day this
right.
year.
Yeah.
So there is no way that you can't find something to do there.
Mm-hmm. What I saw on this is Tuesdays, Kay Harper, karaoke every Tuesday at the Neighbors. That, not only is she fabulous talent, but that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun, especially with the type of environment that you've created there. Sounds like it's going to be a hoot.
Well, I hope so. You know, so many people wanted karaoke, and our draw was that our concern, or we kind of hesitate. A, you need people to support it, but B, we wanted somebody local, and we wanted it to be unique. So what's going to be unique about this is you're going to do about 30 minutes of karaoke, and then we're going to do about 30 to 45 minutes of open mic.
Okay.
So it's actually a combo kind of format.
Yeah.
Kay's going to be able to pull that off. Okay. I love that she's local. She is my neighbor. She is that person that we all know and love, and we want to be part of her music, and we want her to be part of our lives, you know?
Okay.
So it fit all the bills. And I'm super excited for her. I'm excited for her to be able to sing once a week and be there. And
What's Babs' karaoke song?
Ugh.
You know you're going to get up there. You're going to do one, right?
I don't know. You know,
you're going to do one.
Since my husband and I opened this bar, like, I don't drink.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird. And so I don't know if I have enough in me to really
The rest of the experimenters start encouraging you to get up there, you're going to do one.
Oh.
You know you are.
What's my favorite song, and the song that I think I sing the very best, is the theme song from Sesame Street.
Okay.
So just...
I thought you were going to say Sweet Caroline. Okay.
No. So I just, you know, come on day, everything's hey, okay.
You know? You got it. You nailed it.
On my way.
There you go.
It could have been our theme song,
You changed the words a little bit.
Nancy Lewis from Leslie Schools wrote us the most amazing theme song.
Okay.
It's going to be coming out in February.
Okay.
Mark here is going to help us get it recorded to our jingle.
Okay.
Which we got, 6 months ago or something. It's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Looking forward to it. All right. So let's talk your trivia night. You mentioned how you always like to make things different, because there's a lot of trivia nights out there. What about trivia night at the Neighbors that's a little bit different?
So, he does this. Every time I come, you find the one little thing that I'm really struggling with, and that's what you bring up.
Oh, sorry.
It's hilarious to me.
Wow.
So we've been doing trivia since we opened.
Uh-huh.
And we use a corporate company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say their name.
Okay.
And we've struggled.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel engaging to our customers.
Okay.
And so we are currently in the process of interviewing some local trivia talent.
Gotcha.
To change our trivia provider, because you can't go to the Neighbors for a game and have to log on your phone and feel like you're insignificant or undervalued.
Yeah. Well, part of what you do is you get away from looking at stuff, putting the devices right in your face, and you're part of connecting people with people again.
Right. We have phone chargers on the table, so you set the damn thing down. We do.
Yeah. Yeah. Book club. You brought an evidence bag with you. Tell me about your book club.
This
sounds fun.
So we did a book fair. You guys might remember it a couple months ago. We talked about it here. All these local authors, they're doing, a lot of them are doing self-publication. Beautiful books, wonderful talent. We had over 300 people in a 2-day period come and look at all the wares. So we put together a book club for 2026. We meet the last Wednesday of every month. The book I'm holding is in an evidence bag.
Yes.
It's called The Unsolved Mystery of Kevin Walsh. It's written by a wonderful local artist, KJ Sweet. And her marketing is hilarious, so I feel like we're kindred spirits. We're going to read a book a month. The author is going to facilitate the book club meeting.
Oh, cool.
So you can say, hey, why'd you kill this guy? Hey, that scene was awesome. Or, oh, I really wish it would have had more character development for this guy. And I think it's going to be fun for the authors, but I think it's going to be really funny for us to have this experience for people.
Okay.
And it's local. It supports the art. It supports the talent. So it's our literary society.
Have you jumped into that book yet?
I have read this book. I read it in one sitting.
Really? In one sitting? I mean, it's not that thick, but still one sitting. That's
and
a task.
I'm almost finished with the second book.
Okay.
And it's an adult book. It's very adult.
Well, you say that, then you start laughing, so you know it's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. I couldn't put it down.
All right.
Yeah, it was a great book.
Tell me about the live music that you have regularly at the Neighbors.
I'm really proud of our live music. The only thing that I have spent more time and energy and research doing is probably our wine list. But people love it. The customers love it. But more importantly, the artists love to play. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty big rotation now. We're booked out through July. We had to add special Saturday features for some of the artists from Lansing that we really love, like Frog and the Beef Tones. But it's every Friday night. It's 7 to 9. People, if it's a good band or a family kind of environment, you can bring younger people.
Okay.
A lot of the high school kids show up if it's somebody they know. By 9 o'clock, minors do. We do ask minors to leave. But the bands are done by 9 or 9:30. So it's a great evening just to wrap things up. But you get to hear a lot of great local music.
Right.
And it's somebody different every Friday.
And everything that you do, whether it's the karaoke, the New Year's celebration, the book club, the live music, everything you do, you have filled a unique niche in the Northwest area.
There wasn't anything there to do. And I honestly, I could see the hole, but I couldn't really be sure how we were going to make it fun. And I don't know what I'm doing. I just
but that place, what you just said, that plays into the whole fun of everything that you do, and you're succeeding because you're doing experiments as you go along, and you're finding what works.
That, and I believe that the human mind requires food.
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons why we're doing coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning on Fridays, and it's free, coffee and donuts, we're just providing that.
Yeah,
I want people to come in and tell me their ideas and talk to me about what we're doing and find ways to grow.
Okay.
And I have 1,500 square feet. I'm not going to get a bazillion customers, but I have rent to pay and bills to make, and I need unique ways to make those 200 or 300 people that come to see me every week happy.
Yeah, so that's like a little networking thing that you're doing? The coffee and donuts? All right.
Come, talk to us about what you're doing. Talk to us about what we can do for you and you can do for us.
Was it by design when you settled in where you did and you established the Neighbors where you did, was it by design that you're thinking, hey, when parents are dropping their kids off to sporting events, practices, whatever, they're going to come hang out here while they're waiting for their kids? Was that by design or was that like an accident? It was absolutely by design.
Okay. Our son goes to school there. He's a sophomore this year. Hey, Hody.
Huh.
And he's marching band. Last year he did wrestling. He's always doing things at school. He's active. And I was sick and tired of sitting in the parking lot reading a book for an hour and a half while he did something. There was nowhere to go. And the spot was empty.
Yeah.
Nothing was happening. And it just, it seemed like something that our community needed.
Yeah. Northwest is a fabulous band, by the way. Love it. When we cover football games, or the pep band at basketball or whatever, they are fabulous.
Well, they have a phenomenal leader.
Yeah.
Mr. M is one of the coolest educators I've ever met.
Right. What didn't we cover today? What didn't we talk about that our listeners need to know about the Neighbors?
I like to keep kids forefront at what's going on in the schools. So I just want to mention real quick, Mountie Nation Northwest has a phenomenal skeet club.
Okay.
I don't know how many people really know that.
We've covered skeet before. It's rare, but we've covered it here. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've only been around 5 or 6 years, really.
Yeah.
So they are doing their 5th annual gun raffle dinner February 28th at 6 p.m. It's a wonderful time. I think it would be phenomenal if those kids could sell out their dinner. And I really encourage people to support the kids. It's an expensive sport. It's hard to be in. And without help from the outside, the program is not 100% successful.
Okay. Very good. When is that again?
February 28th.
Okay.
6 p.m. You can come by the bar and see the sign and the flyer and hit the SKU. but it should be
the QR code she mentioned. Yeah. Hit the QR code.
I'm old. I don't know what those things
are. Stop it. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. All right. So normal hours of operation for those for our listeners who are probably catching. Maybe they've heard of the Neighbors, but now they have a little more context to what the Neighbors is. What's the best? You know, when should they come? When are you guys open? What should they know? What should they know?
Well, Friday morning, we're there at 10. Come have a cup of coffee and a donut and decide if you like us. But the bar is open from 11:57. We extended our hours to 11:46 at night, which is when we do last call. We really get out of there about 12:30.
Okay. All right. 11:57.
11:57, just before lunch. Stop by, find a seat, order a meal from one of the restaurants that is my neighbor's.
Uh-huh. How did you settle on 11:46 to call for last? When everybody on the planet is going to say 11:45, you say 11:46.
In my dream, at the end of every night, we would play our song, a cool song, you know, like Cheers did.
Yeah.
You know? And so I needed time to play the song and kick people out and let my wonderful husband. My husband has the best announcer voice.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted him to be able to say, "And now at the Neighbors, it's time for last call." But he's always busy, so he doesn't get to do that.
Favorite thing on the menu? If someone's coming in saying, "Hey, I heard you on the radio. I want to try blah, blah, blah." Or what should I try? What do you recommend?
Well, if it's Wednesday through Saturday and Amy's behind the bar, have her make you bury me and Jen, and you'll think you've died and gone to heaven.
Okay. All right. Last time we talked, I think you were talking about adding food to the menu.
We made a small attempt to do that. I don't have a kitchen, so I wasn't cooking, but I was trying to provide a heavier snack thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't really work out very well. We're going to do some catering things with some local catering companies and bring in food in other ways. And we are working on that. We had snacks for New Year's, and we're going to do a Bloody Mary thing on Sundays.
Well, that's a meal.
Yeah, our Bloody Mary is a meal.
Bloody Mary's a meal. It is.
Yeah, the Chester's full of meat sticks and cheese from Quality Meats. It's like eating a salad bar with no lettuce.
I love it. Barb, as always, give us the address, the location once again.
6060 Clinton Road, right between Acapulco and Sakura, where all your dreams come true.
Babs from the Neighbors. Thanks so much for being here this morning. We appreciate it. Always fun when you're here.
Have a great day.
You're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. ABC News headlines up next, courtesy of Jenkins.